of the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians. Therefore, having this ministry by the grace of God, we do not lose heart. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. So we do not lose heart. In every community, including this one, there are persons in difficulty. And I should like this morning to talk about a constructive Christian approach to trouble. The death of Dr. Reinhold Niebuhr on June 1 of this year concluded the earthly pilgrimage of a man who thought that people involved in the struggle for justice and in the quest for truth should not nourish illusions about the difficulties in which they are involved. He pointed out also upon occasion and in his writing that it is very easy for good people to have pretensions and to fail to see clearly the realities with which they are concerned. We are not to lose heart in the ministry which by the grace of God has been entrusted to our care. We are to deal intelligently with serious difficulty. I mentioned five factors which I think should be kept in mind. In the first place, any difficulty is a part and not the whole of a person's life or of a community's life. Preoccupation with a personal or interpersonal problem over a long period of time may become perilous. This preoccupation, which has been called a process of totalism, may obscure reality and produce distorted views. It may become even a threat to sanity and to the well-being of the group as a whole. As Wordsworth knew, it may overset the brain or break the heart. We are not to minimize difficulty, but we are not to become preoccupied with it. In the second place, there are honorable and constructive ways to deal with trouble. even such serious difficulties as catastrophic illness, moral failure, and economic adversity are manageable by the grace of God and the helpfulness of His people in a community of faith. This factor is frequently forgotten. During the past 30 years, I have known more than 10 people at considerable depth who committed suicide. I have never undertaken to evaluate or to pass judgment upon their actions. I am not good enough, and I am not wise enough to enter into such judgments. But in the instances in which I have known the people best who have used this approach to difficulty, they had come to the conclusion that there was no constructive and honorable way through. Enlightened people have been dealing with difficulties for centuries. And at least a creative minority have learned how to deal constructively and intelligently with serious problems. This knowledge, much of which was thought out and wrought out, first of all, through trial and error, has now been tested somewhat by scientific methodology, and the results are available to us. We have access to resources which enable us to deal honorably and constructively with any serious difficulty. In the third place, in most of our communities, including this one, there are competent and compassionate people who will assist any human being in trouble. We have easy access to people who have theological knowledge and professional skill and personal concern. People whose personal concern is as broad as the human family itself, and as concrete as a relation with any individual in this place. There are students who find themselves, upon occasion, in stressful situations. And I think it is not inappropriate to say that every student here has access to a faculty advisor who, in the midst of a rigorous schedule, will find time to be of help to any student in academic difficulty. We have a committee on financial assistance to students. We do not want any student in a financial emergency to make a premature decision to interrupt his theological study. This is a relatively young school, and our financial resources are limited, but there is available every day financial help for any student who is in a financial emergency. We have an excellent doctor, a capable nurse, and they are in contact with specialists in Raleigh, in Durham, in the wider medical and psychological community in which we live. There are compassionate and competent people who are ready to be of assistance to any one of us, from the youngest to the oldest of us in this community. In the fourth place, a person in difficulty, especially serious difficulty, can accept help from competent and compassionate persons without damage to his identity or his self-esteem. Upon occasion, a person may be too confused to understand how grave the peril is, or too proud to accept help of any kind. But this is not deeply characteristic of Christian community at its best. Creative people on mission try to understand difficulty and to garner the resources with which to meet difficulty on the human pilgrimage. And it is to be hoped that in this community we shall have enough understanding of one another, enough love for one another, enough appreciation of one another to make known our needs not only to God, who is the ultimate source of all resources, but also to one another. The fifth thing I want to mention is that God comforts us in all of our afflictions and enables us thereby to strengthen those who are in any trouble. We do not understand fully the nature or the purpose of God. But what we have learned about him, primarily through Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, indicates that he is not primarily an abstraction, but our Heavenly Father, who knows us, each one, as we are, and really cares for us. He has planted in our minds a dream. A dream of a community of his people. Where instruments of restriction are transformed into instruments of love and peace. Where persons are honest and kind to one another. Where government is just and generous. And where people do not allow the sun to go down upon their wrath. Here are five factors for dealing with difficulty, which have been tested by at least a dozen of the ablest minds I know. Therefore, having this ministry by the grace of God, we do not lose heart. Let us pray. God of grace and God of glory, pour thy power upon thy people. Grant us wisdom. Grant us courage for the facing of this hour. Amen.